Hello, it's Steve Henningsen from the Wealth Conservancy. Today's Friday, May 16th. This is my market musing. Since my last one, Trump has basically pivoted away from a lot of the tariff talk. He put the China tariff on a back burner like the other ones, which the markets really liked. And Trump has been trying to get back in the public good graces since he got a lot of negative backlash with the tariffs. He's been focusing on health care costs and his tax plan. He also has kind of put Elon Musk in a closet because I haven't seen or heard from him in weeks. So I think he wanted to end some of the negative controversy around that too. But anyway, he has, you know, like I said, he's touring Europe and trying to do deals over there and hitting Twitter every day about the great deals. But the bottom line, not much has changed in the last couple weeks as far as what's tangible. I think the real focus will be his tax plan, which is not going well right now. Congress needs to approve it, and right now the House Budget Committee has voted it down, saying it needs to be cut down the spending because one of the things it's doing is actually increasing the deficit, and you know, one of the things they were supposed to be doing is lowering the deficit. So his current plan does not do that. So at least some of the politicians have the guts to push back, which I think is good. Even though the markets have jumped back in the last few weeks, my concern is still the bond market. Because the interesting thing is the economy is doing okay, but it is slowing. You've seen the CPI came out a little cooler than expected the other day. And given this, you would think that yields would be going down because the expectation would be that the Fed would be lowering rates. But yields haven't been going down. They've been going up, and that's been talking about for the past year and a half. That's an indication of something. I don't think it's an indication of people worried about inflation because this is a global phenomenon, whether it's Japanese yen yields in Japan or Europe or whatever, they're all going up. Especially the longer duration, the 30-year bonds. And the 10-year bonds at 4.5%, which caused trouble, you know, a year ago when it hit that. So there's this, you know, global duration crisis that's kind of underneath the water that no one's really paying much attention to. But I think that's one of the reasons investors aren't investing in these longer-term securities, and the yields are going up and the price is down. Investors globally just don't trust the physical path of their countries. They see that they're all spending money, whether it's Europe or U.S. or wherever, that they don't have. And this is going to cause a problem sometimes, and it will drag the stock market down, which is why I'm still not a fan of investing in especially the U.S. stock market at the moment. So we're back to, you know, slightly overvalued to, you know, largely overvalued now. CEOs are still skeptical of Trump, you know. How are they going to make long-term plans if Trump changes, you know, what he wants to do every week? So, you know, and tariff prices really still haven't come through yet. Walmart announced last week that they'll be raising prices based on tariffs. So that's, you know, slightly inflationary there. So we'll see what happens, you know, with the tax budget going forward. But I just don't, you know, I just don't see a lot of good stuff coming out of here. I mean, yeah, maybe Trump and the Treasury Secretary thread the needle and the economy's great in 12 months and we're getting lots of tax revenue from the tariffs and gets a budget approved. I just put the probabilities at very low. So I'm obviously skeptical and I'm willing to sit back and see what happens in the months to come. With the budget and with the tariffs, which have only been delayed. There's been no agreements. So we'll just, you know, have to see. And I still think the central banks are going to have to intervene with the bond market anyway, whether it's some sort of stealth quantitative easing or, you know, there's talk. I read an article today about the regulators changing the supplementary leverage ratio, the SLR, which is what the banks use. It's a ratio of how much leverage they can use for treasuries. And they're trying to get exempt U.S. treasuries from that ratio. So obviously if they approve that and do that, then the banks could come in and buy as much treasuries as they want. That would help the treasuries, the U.S. treasuries, problem of getting buyers for the $8 trillion of treasury bonds that they have to sell over the next 9 to 10 months. So still watching that. But the bottom line, last month, the Trump has lit the animal spirits of Wall Street, and the stock market has come all the way back down. I think the S&P is up 1% year to date. International markets are still outperforming. They're up anywhere from 11 to 20%. Commodities have come down. Oil's come down to below 60, which is good for lowering inflation. But at this point, it makes a lot of the fracking companies unable to make money. So it's going to cause problems if it stays this low for a long time. Gold has come off its high of 3,500. I think it's around 3,300, 3,200 right now. As I said last time, I think it's going to fluctuate here between where it is now and maybe 2,800 in the next couple of months. The summer is not usually when a lot of flows come into gold. And people, some of the gold money that's come in the last several months that drove it up $1,000, a lot of that was inflationary and worried about that. And with the pressure taken off inflation and with Trump delaying the tariffs, I think some of that money left the gold market and went back in the equity market. But I still think at some point that will turn around and gold will continue its race higher, but probably won't be for a few more months. So we're just going to kind of sit back, like I said, and watch where things go in the months ahead as we go into the summer months. But that's it for now. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend.